Come on, boys. It's an emergency. You know it's an emergency. Everybody needs to get boosted. And if Dr. Fauci and all the experts say get four, you need to come out and recommend four. You've already parroted everything else. You're a bunch of liars and ignorant thieves.
Sometimes there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Welcome, boys and girls, to day 692 of 14 days to flatten the curve. Now remember, back in March of 2020, going on 2 years ago, when President Donald J. Trump declared this great emergency, national emergency, and all the governors across the country declared an emergency. Oh, everybody's gonna die from this new Rona virus. I know most Americans don't have the attention span of a gnat, but that's what happened just a couple of short years ago. Is the emergency over yet? We've been through the original Rona and the Delta Rona, and now the Omicron Rona, and whatever else is coming along. Is there an emergency? Have you seen refrigerator trucks behind the morgue or behind funeral homes loading bodies all over the place? Well, all-cause mortality is already on the rise due to the injection, the freedom shot. Here in Kershaw County, right after Henry McMaster, the governor of South Carolina, declared their emergency, guess what? Kershaw County Council declared an emergency too. Is the emergency over yet, boys? Is the emergency done? When does the emergency end? Well, according to Kershaw County Council, the emergency doesn't end until Henry McMaster declares an end to it. In other words, Kershaw County Council washed their hands of the matter and left it to Henry McMaster up at the State House to declare when the emergency's over. Is the emergency over yet, Henry? Remember back in March 2020 when the great administrator of Kershaw County, Mr. Vic Carpenter, jumped on YouTube and started this thing called the Kershaw County Daily Report. And every day of the week, not on Saturday and Sunday because, you know, you got to have a couple of days off, but every day during the week, Vic Carpenter was there to give you the count. And then suddenly, all the daily reports ended and it went to a weekly report.
County Administrator, my team and I are here to continue to bring you the latest information surrounding COVID-19. Now remember, you can always find real-time community information on the county's dedicated coronavirus webpage or hotline and all our social media pages. But today we're gonna go a step further to provide you a daily report.
Hey Kershaw County.
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 Kershaw County.
This is Vic Carpenter, your County Administrator, bringing you a daily report of all the information the county has received throughout the day.
for months and months, weekly reports now. If death tolls weren't rising and people weren't dying in the streets. Now see, what they hope is that you'll forget all about that, because now Kershaw County Council is silent as a lamb. They're not saying anything about the boosters. They're not saying anything about ending the emergency. They're not even speaking about the Rona at all. They're going about as if nothing has ever happened. In the meantime, they're raking in millions and millions and millions of dollars as long as they're under a state of emergency. They hope you're gonna forget. They hope you forget that about what they've done. Remember when they all wanted you to wear a mask and they debated and debated about whether they were gonna mask mandate, and because they were in the city of Camden, everybody in the county council had to wear a mask, and Jimmy Jones said, well, I'm social distancing and all that. Remember that? Remember when they recommended everybody wear a mask and recommended that everybody take the juice? Remember when Julie Burns said, you know, the vaccine is the only way out of this pandemic? Remember that? Remember when each and every one of them were talking about, oh, where can I go to get it? Oh, where can I go to get it? I went here and I went there. Everybody needs to get the injection. Of course, now that we're finding out that that's not the way out of the pandemic, now that the CDC is admitting that the shots don't prevent transmission, they don't prevent you from getting ill, they don't prevent you from spreading it to other people. So how is that going to get us out of the pandemic? And now we're starting to see the hospitals filled up with people who are getting sick, who are doubly and triply vaxxed. And yet now Kershaw County Council is silent, silent as lambs. Where is Julie Burns now? Julie had pushed the injection for almost a year, but suddenly he went silent and hasn't spoken anything about the pandemic or the shot or the state of emergency. Now, he wants to talk about economic development and giving fee in lieu to big corporations. He doesn't want to talk about the emergency. Are we still in danger? Are we still in danger? Why not push the booster, Julie Burns, Sammy Tucker, Tom Gardner, Russell Brazel, David Snodgrass, Ben Connell, and Jimmy Jones? You pushed the first two injections, and now you're not going to push the booster? What happened to the vaccine is the way out of the pandemic? What happened to... Now, the booster is our way out of the pandemic, according to the CDC, the hoo-hoo-hoo, and Anthony Fauci, and Dr. Linda Bell at DEA, and Henry, the disaster McMaster, who still got us under a state of emergency, despite the fact that there is no emergency. Where is Sammy Tucker or Tom Gardner? The two that advocated the most, spoke the government talking points. Oh, wear a mask. Oh, wear two masks. All of that. Where are they now? Sammy Tucker's the only one still wearing a mask. In spite of the fact that there's more evidence out there than ever was that masks don't work and do more damage than good. Despite that, nobody says anything. County Council, they see no evil, hear no evil, and speak nothing. They're silent as lambs. Where is Russell Brazel, David Snodgrass, Ben Connell, and Jimmy the Man of the People Jones? Where are they now when they recommended that everybody wear a mask and everybody get the shots? And yet now remain silent. Don't say a thing. Do not move to say the emergency's over. Because if they say their emergency's over, if county council declares that we are no longer under a state of emergency, boys and girls, they don't get the money from Trump's CARES Act and Biden's Act and all the money flowing from the swamp, and the state is dependent on them being under a state of emergency where they can order you to do almost anything they want. This is a declaration of war, a war that will never end. And these boys are silent as lambs. They have done no homework of their own. They're just spouting, parroting talking points coming from DHEC and Dr. Linda Bell and any other government expert who have some sort of control over their purse strings. And we are just pawns, because they can tax us anytime they want. But the government can cut off funds to them and quit feeding them. And that's what they fear the most. They know they can come get your property. They know you will pay, because we are silent as lambs too. We're all just sheep being led to the slaughter. Come on, boys, it's an emergency. You know it's an emergency. Everybody needs to get boosted. And if Dr. Fauci and all the experts say get four, you need to come out and recommend four. You've already parroted everything else. You're a bunch of liars and ignorant thieves. Now that the CDC and Anthony Fauci and his band of experts are saying we're all gonna get the virus and we're gonna have to live with it, why are you keeping us under a state of emergency? Silence of the lambs. Deaf, dumb, and blinded by money. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is government corruption at its worst. All your county councilmen, every single one of them, have been negligent in their duties and responsibilities to the people of Kershaw County. Not a single one of them ever asked anybody any questions. So while Vic Carpenter was parroting everything that was coming out of the DHEC, the state, and the federal government, not a single councilman did any research on his own to bring up, well, masks don't work. Why are you going to mandate masks? Well, hold on a second. These injections are under emergency use authorization and have not been properly tried in proper clinical trials. They've been warp speeded. And now you want me to take an injection where the companies, Pfizer and Moderna and J&J, have no liability at all. And you want to vote me to vote to recommend it? Not a single councilman, not one, questioned it. They're guilty. They're guilty. Ignorance is not an excuse. When you get elected and you're gonna represent all these people out here, you better be doing your damn homework. And I have notified every single one of you by email of a lot of these questions, and not a damn one of you responded, and not a damn one of you said anything. Silence of the lambs. You've led us all down this trail, and now you're going to pay the price. Because we're already seeing upticks in all kinds of cancers and kidney disease and bacterial pneumonia infections that can't be cured because we're getting it. We warned of this 2 years ago about these mRNA shots, that these were likely to be some of the things that happened. Anybody, it's killing their immune system, and you had no idea because you relied on your experts from the government. So are you going to remain silent? Are you going to continue getting in the bribes from the state and from the federal government to keep us under a state of emergency? Are you going to speak out about how government doesn't have the right to mask me? It doesn't have a right to inject me? It doesn't have a right to do any of that? And yet you guys would let it go on. We have a sheriff already that he's not going to protect us. You're not going to protect us. So how the hell are we going to protect it? We'll have to protect ourselves. We can't rely on you clowns for anything. It's time for y'all to put up, shut up, or get the hell out of there. Looks like the Canadians have done had enough up there. Y'all fellas have been tracking that, or do you even know anything about it? I bet you've been watching CNN, the Fox News Network, and maybe PMSNBC, and you think they're a bunch of Nazis and Confederate flag wavers and right-wing extremists and that sort of thing. Because you don't do anything but click the button and watch the talking heads. You do no research. But the Canadians look like they've had enough. When will the people of Kershaw County have enough? The boot hadn't been hard on them, but we're still under a state of emergency. And at any point in time, Henry the Disaster will order this or that. And guess what? You, Kershaw County Councilman Vic Carpenter and Sheriff Lee Bone, will do what as they are told. So we cannot rely on you anymore. People of Kershaw County, it's time to stand up and get rid of these clowns that we have now. Don't ever forget what they did to us for 2 years. Always remember that. Until next time, peace.